Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
And good morning, Shasta County. This is Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. And this is Trish Clark, and it's not Thursday, so now we can all be confused starting a week like this. Carl and Linda are both on assignment for the day, and so I'm here for the duration, and we have a guest coming in at 8 o'clock. We're going to be talking with Carol Ferguson from the Record Searchlight. So look forward to that. If you want to join us, you can jump into the chat room at kcnr1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. It's 62 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 77 degrees, a low of 48. On Tuesday, a high of 74 and a low of 46. Wednesday, about the same, 72 and a low of 44. Pretty much the same chance of showers on Friday, about a 50% chance. We'll see how that works out. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. It's locally and veteran-owned and operated, and they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
And, Trish, good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
This portion of the show brought to you by Properties by Merit and agent Aaron Richard. Aaron is an accomplished top-producing agent with in-depth knowledge of the real estate market and dedicated to her clients. She knows this market here in and around Reading, highly motivated and dedicated to her clients. Check out her website at richardrealestate.com. That's R-I-C-H-A-R-T, realestate.com, or call her at 949-9103.
So, my goodness, everybody got all prepared yesterday and went. God, the stores were packed, everybody out shopping for Super Bowl goodies. And I think that I'd like some statistics on if that isn't one of the days of the year when people consume more sodium-laden, high-fat content food than any other day of the year.
Quite possibly. And in the future, that could... later on, I'll mention about, and I want to set you off on the. You've heard these proposals now that employers will be able to charge their employees up to one third of the cost of their health insurance if they do not meet a government specified body mass index.
Well, there you go.
And a fat tax.
A fat tax, absolutely. And you know, here's the deal. We continue to go, and that certainly wasn't the direction I was going to go this morning. But if you think about the fact that we have this population that is certainly blossoming and filling out at great extent. I mean, we've got just a fat society out there.
However, this benchmark, if you were to apply this benchmark today, the entire Denver Broncos team would have to pay for extra health care.
Well, that's well
because they don't meet the
criteria. Well, that and the, but there you go with their standards and those things. The fact remains, though, that our lifestyle, all of the prepared content of our food, all of the additives, all of the preservatives that we're putting into our systems, it can't be a good thing when you've got half the young population, especially the small kids who've got diabetes, they're overweight, they don't get any exercise. That really wasn't where I was going with that, but I thought that the preparation for the Super Bowl, probably exceeded the game. It was pretty much a real letdown. Both offenses were non-existent. The defenses were extraordinary as far as I was concerned. I mean, Denver wasn't letting Carolina do anything. Denver wasn't doing anything fantastic, and in fact, for most of the game, the only offensive score were field goals and the fumble into the end zone that created the first touchdown for Denver. But it went wrong for Carolina right from the first call where I don't know the names of the Carolina players, but a running back or a wide receiver made an absolutely outstanding catch, and they called it a incomplete pass. And they even, I mean, the coach threw the challenge on it, and there was absolutely, it would have gone down as the highlight play of the whole game had they not said it was an incomplete pass, which it absolutely was not. He stutter-stepped it a couple of times, kept running towards the ball, finally got control of it, fell on the ground, but he'd taken a couple of steps after he had full control, and they said it hit the ball hit the ground when he went down, but irrelevant. Then that would have been a fumble, not an incomplete pass.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a bad call, and it just strictly went downhill for Carolina thereafter.
I have noted over the years that the majority of Super Bowls are incredibly lopsided. It's rare that an actual game gets played on Super Bowl Sunday. I was living in San Diego at the time of their great embarrassment at the hands of the 49ers.
Yeah.
By halftime, most of the country had tuned out because it was just, you could no longer bear to watch the slaughter. But
that was not the case with this. It was just totally a defensive game. The 24 points came in the fourth quarter, basically. It was 10-7 most of the game, and then 13-7. It didn't get out of hand for a long time. And in fact, Denver never really looked great. Peyton Manning is a great player. He's probably done now. I'll bet you he was thinking he was just real lucky to walk out of there with a win, because certainly it was not his professional quarterback prowess and the offense that made that team. Interesting game, My other great big disappointment was the Budweiser commercial, which is what I always look forward to with the great Clydesdale. I had heard they were going in a different direction. They need to go back to the drawing board, because that was just
Bring back the bummer.
Yeah. Bring back the horses. That was an absolute disappointment.
Yeah.
It was just ugly.
Ugly, ugly stuff, huh?
Yes, it was.
Did you want to just grab a night's sleep as a result?
Well, actually, I took a nap partway through the game because it was pretty boring. You know, it was pretty boring. And like I say, I think that the other comment I'll make is that I don't know much about the Carolina team, but I did hear that young quarterback expounding at great length all week and being a real smart aleck about how great he was and what have you. And at most times during the game, it kind of looked like his offensive line was going to see how great he was and let him do it all by himself, because he had no protection. He got sacked so many times, I think I lost count. And then he had no time to throw. And it was amazing that he was completely covered. There was nobody downfield that was open, and yet they were in his face. Like, it happened really quick. So, anyway, no offense from that end, and it's over, and Peyton Manning gets to go out in a blaze of glory, and Denver gets to win, and that's the downside for me, because being an avid Raider fan, I'm just really not a fan of Denver. So.
Yeah. Well, he's not the first quarterback who ticked off his line and then just stepped back and just threw him to the wolves.
It certainly appeared like that. It almost looked like they were just kind of standing there watching Denver just really take him out. Interesting.
So, did you get a good night's sleep last night?
I did. I got an excellent night's sleep.
Well, Carl and Linda, of course, are out of town, which is why you're not hearing Carl this morning. And they are over, I think, in Reno, which probably means they are missing their sleep number bed. Now, I don't know their sleep numbers, but yours is?
Mine is 55. And I think Carl's up to 50. And I think Linda's at 45, the last report I had.
Well, of course, getting good quality sleep is important to a healthy lifestyle, as your balanced diet and regular exercise. The sleep number lets people choose their ideal firmness and set it, because it adjusts on each side. It is the perfect bed for couples. And of course, you can get the optional Sleep IQ technology. It's an app for your phone and it tracks your sleep, so you know how to adjust for your best night's sleep. You want to find out more, of course, you can check out the Sleep Number setting, the Sleep Number store here in Reading. You can go down and talk to Janice and Brian. You'll find them at the Reading Shasta Crossing in the Hilltop Target Shopping Center, 1315 Churn Creek Road. That's 1315 Churn Creek Road. And you can give them a call, of course, at 223-2300. Sleep Number for the best quality sleep of your life. And this is KCNR 1460, the home of Community Talk Radio, 715. Back after this.
Had your vehicle in a shop for collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
Sierra Cascade Logging Conference celebrates the North State's logging and construction industries this Thursday through Saturday at the fairgrounds in Anderson, with indoor and outdoor expo for the whole family and free admission for all. Sponsored in part by Wind River Resort and Casino, Sierra Pacific Industries, NorCal Kenworth, and Reading Bank of Commerce. This event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. Enjoy the Excavator Rodeo, Lumberjack Competition, Wild Things Wildlife Show, exhibits, historical displays, truck driving and log loading skills competition, equipment displays, exhibits, and demonstrations. A great opportunity to teach our children about the responsible practices of this successful industry, with 3 full days of information, and it's all free to the public. The 2016 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Event sponsors include Tri-Counties Bank, WM Beatty & Associates, Eddie Axner Construction, Mendocino Redwood Company, Murphy Veneer, Muse Trucking, and Warner Enterprises.
Hi, I'm Erin Richart with Properties by Merit. Whether you're thinking about buying or selling a property, I can help. Call me today at 949-9103 to discuss your real estate needs, or visit my website at richartrealestate.com. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Call or text me, Erin Richart, 949-9103.
It's that time of year again for the Reading Gun Show, this March 5th and 6th at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Saturday hours are from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. This is the gun show of the year, jam-packed with handguns, shotguns, rifles, ammunition, and of course, reloading supplies. The Reading Gun Show, this March 5th and 6th at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
And welcome back to KCNR1460.com. Or 1460 AM Community Radio. If you want to talk to us online, and or you want to get in there and get into the chat room, KCNR1460.com. 605-4567 if you'd like to get in on the conversation. This is Trish Clark, and it's not Thursday.
One of the topics in the chat room right now about the kind of a noticed increase in the number of coyotes making the rounds here in the foothills and stuff. Of course, food supplies were pretty low until the deer and the rabbits fattened back up. So, but I've noticed in the last 2 years a marked increase in hearing the coyotes out there.
Is that right? And I guess I probably don't spend enough time out in the hinterlands to know about that, and I haven't really read about it, but I know that the coyotes, when they're looking for a food supply, they come down lower. I notice we've had a lot of things in our neighborhood, the turkeys. Gosh, last year we had turkeys all over the streets, and I do live in a residential area, but close to the river. So a lot of wildlife that was coming down looking for water. I'm not sure what the coyote thing about now, but that's interesting. So jump to another topic. I was just reading on the front page of the paper this morning about it's Obama's turn before the courts. So the justices have agreed to hear a couple of cases. One is about his extensive use of executive orders and whether he had the right to do the executive order which granted all of those, the immigrants, to hear the immigration case that's surprised so many people because they're going to ask, you know, whether he had the right to allow all those immigrants to stay here. The other one I think they're going to take on is the issue with the Catholic Church and can he stop them from doing health insurance providing services for health insurance that that goes against their faith. I think he's overreached on both of those. I will, however, be surprised if this court is able to find him guilty of anything. They don't seem to be able to land on the right side that would put him anywhere. I don't know. I have to wonder if he's just going to waltz out with his record intact and nothing's going to come down about all of the just blatant uses of executive order power and unconstitutional acts that he's had. So anyway, let's. Anybody watch the debate? I have to admit, I didn't even watch the debate on Saturday, and I honestly haven't read anything about it to know who did what. But at this point in time, I don't know how the rest of you feel about it, but I think they've pretty much said everything they've got to say. They've answered about every question there
ad
is.
Nauseam.
Ad nauseum. Ad nauseum. Absolutely. I mean, I'm not sure what anybody's got to gain by watching them in a debate platform anymore. I've always said that during our primary, we do nothing but give fodder to the opposition party for things to use against our eventual candidate, because we almost eat our young in the process. Nothing is sacred. We bring up everything the Democrats do not have to do any education to bring themselves up about things to beat our candidates up with. We provide every bit of it for them during the primary season. Have mixed emotions about, one person said yesterday they thought maybe some of the candidates that just simply haven't gotten past the 1%, 2% should get out of the race. And I kind of can go both ways on that, because most of those people at the bottom of the rung are the establishment candidates. If they all get out, that's going to give all those votes and the media power to swing to Marco Rubio, who I believe is the fallback establishment guy. He's already proven that he can be bought and that he can swing over to the other side and go away from his principles. And I feel badly about saying that, but he, after he was elected on with the Tea Party kind of supporting him all the way, he proved very quickly that he could get in and drink the Kool-Aid and get over on the other side and go against things he'd campaigned for. So I think they figure that they can get control of him. They don't have any idea what they're going to do with Trump, but I think they also believe they can make a deal with him. He keeps saying he will. They do know, however, exactly who Ted Cruz is, and I think they're going to go, and when I say they, I mean the Washington cartel, the establishment media, the establishment branch of the Republican Party, and I think all efforts are going to be put forward to keeping Ted Cruz out of there. I think at this point what people of the United States need to do is look at the records of all of the candidates. They need to look at the record of what Marco Rubio has done. Look at Donald Trump's record. For heaven's sakes, he's been for this and against that. He's been a Democrat. He's been a Republican. He's a smart businessman, and I congratulate him extensively on bringing a lot of information to the voters and putting everything out there for the American citizens to take a look at and discuss. And he certainly has brought up the level of interest in the whole primary season and the whole process to a level that we've never had before. And I congratulate him for that and give him all credit for it. I still have mixed emotions about him being the president of the United States. He's kind of a loose cannon. I don't know. I don't like the conversation about, oh, I can make a deal with him and I can do this. That's what we've been doing as Republicans for a long time. I'd like to hear him talk more about how he's going to enforce our Constitution. And the only one who has done exactly what he said he was going to do from the time he was elected, he ran on a platform, he went to Washington, D.C., he did exactly what he has done. His whole life has been about the Constitution. I suppose there's things out there I don't know about Ted Cruz, and I'm sure I'm going to hear every little festering story from now until the end of the primary from the Republicans who are going to point out all his flaws. But I still say, look at his record. You're right. Nobody likes him back in Washington, D.C. That's because if you're a Republican or a Democrat and you lie, he's going to tell you so. It doesn't matter which party you are. And if you don't do what the people ask you to do, he's going to call you on it. He's been very effective. That's what I want in a president. I want somebody who's going to be effective. He's an evangelical, and that seems to bother a lot of people. They say, oh, he's got his religion on his sleeve. I'm tired of hearing about it. I'd remind people that our country was founded on Christianity. That's why they all came over here from England, is so that they could practice their religion freely and not be forced into a religion. We taught school for many years out of a Bible. We are a country founded on Christianity. Now, we can change that now if a majority of the people want to, but you know, you really can't change history, and those are the facts. We really were founded on the principle of one nation under God. So you can try and get away from it and say, well, that doesn't fit anymore. Maybe not. And I think maybe that's part of our problem. But I would tell you, look at their records and make a good choice, because we're in big trouble in this country.
Had a friend of mine post something on Facebook to the effect of, you know, I think I'll run for president so the press will dig up my past. I'm pretty hazy on what happened during my 20s.
That's a good point. I really like that. And you know, it's all out there. I jumping about the press digging up stuff, because I every once in a while am surprised by someone who will say something like, "Oh, I'm not going to go online and pay my bills because then you put all that information out there and they're going to know everything about you." And I go, oh, my goodness, you don't need to do anything at this point in time, because it's already all out there. I mean, what's really fun to do to those people, Bob, is take and have them sit in front of your computer with you and put their name into Google and then hit search, and they go, how in the world do they know all of that about me?
Yep.
And that's without...
Even if you've pulled a Ted Kaczynski and lived somewhere in the back roads of Trinity County, there you have left a digital trail.
Absolutely. You cannot have lived over 20 years and not left a digital trail. I saw one the other day on Facebook, I believe it was, that said something about they were so glad they had been raised in the 50s and 60s, because there was no digital trail and no one could ever find out exactly all the horrible things, because nobody photographed it.
Yeah, right. So, you know, there's probably quite a few things about my middle and high school years that are just as well not recorded anywhere. It's like, well, for example, the young ladies back in the days of MySpace, the young ladies who posted the picture of themselves in the wash tub down there
at the
KFC, that will follow them around for as long as they live.
I still don't guess, and I wonder if parents are not having that conversation with their children, explaining to them. I think it's starting to come home, because that's been around long enough now that those young people that have done all those foolish things and felt fun about posting it online are now going out and trying to find a job, and are I think dramatically impacted when they find out that they're not employable, because who in the world wants those gals that were bathing around in that stink?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking, no, if I'm a businessman, and I'm not going to hire them.
Yeah, it's and the consequences, and you know, it may feel good to unleash a rant upon the world, And I've come very close on an occasion or two myself, but then you have to go, okay, once it's out there, it's, you might as well have it in skywriting.
That's
you
exactly
know, it's,
right.
It's going to be what people remember about you. And is that what you want people to remember you for?
I think
so. So you try, think before you post on some of this stuff. And yeah, I understand venting out. Yeah. I do it.
Well, and you know, you can say something, and it may, most of the time it's probably not going to be recorded. But even if it is, it's not like putting it in writing. Writing is forever. And I remember I've been very hesitant about doing that because my father used to tell me that when I was a very young person. You know, once you write it down, be real careful about what you write in a letter at that point. Once you write it down, it is there forever, and it's not ever going to go away. That still holds true. And pictures now are another part of it with the thing, and I think it's you need to be careful. Kind of maybe what I do is I sit at the computer when I really need to get something out, and I print it up and I write it all out, and then I kind of just leave it there for a couple days, and then I go back and push delete, and then I've got it out of my system, and it never went anyplace but off of my desktop, and I think that's a good thing.
Well, what's amazing, of course, is that if you can be anonymous about it, and you can just spray paint it up I won't use the word blog, because a blog you are theoretically identifying yourself, the comments in the newspaper, which is a bunch of anonymous cowards trying to out-snark each other as a
yes.
rule.
Yes.
If you are held accountable, and that was one of the reasons why the Searchlight changed their comments, that you have to be a bona fide person. And that's one of the reasons that supposedly on paper or in supposedly Facebook does not allow false identities. You are supposed to be yourself. Now, a lot of people do it anyway. They'll make up a name or something for a secondary account. But in the terms of service for Facebook, you are representing you as you.
Yeah.
And still some of the stuff that people say has me scratching my head.
Every once in a while, it certainly does. So I think we're going to go to a break now, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
I'm excited about Second Tuesday Dinner in February because we're going to the Cottonwood Eatery, located in historic downtown Cottonwood.
That's right. With old-fashioned country hospitality, hometown food made from scratch and served up with the right amount of love and attention.
I love the friendly community feel, the branch-style food, and the amazing desserts.
Please join us at the Cottonwood Eatery on Tuesday, February 9th, as they generously donate a portion of the proceeds to help Haven Humane Society work towards a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
NorCal Limo and Boheme Spa are bringing you the ultimate in giveaways. Enjoy picking up your sweetheart in Redding's best limo in town, NorCal Limo. Then head over in style to the wonderful Boheme Spa and relax with the wonderful couples massage. Experience an unforgettable memory. Call in to KCNR 605-4565 or email me, Molly, at kcnr1460.com. We will be picking a winner February 12th live on our morning show. It's KCNR's Valentine's Day giveaway.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
7:35, this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. For a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic CCW course. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822. 61 degrees in Reading. Now back to Trish Clark.
Yeah, and we're looking for a high of 77 today. I don't know about you guys, but it looks like spring in my backyard. I've got camellias in bloom. I have daffodils in bloom. I can't believe it's like the second week in February, and it looks like the end of March.
But we've seen this pattern before, and it's the lest people panic. The long range forecast shows more wet stuff coming in the last part of this month and through most of March. We should see more rain. I'll have some lake levels for you later in this hour, but. The long range forecast is calling for more wet stuff. So,
well, boy, I sure hope so, because I was just out wandering in my backyard over the weekend and finally got my roses cut back. I have a lot of rose bushes, and they, I usually do that sometime in February and get them all pruned back to bare root pretty much, and so they're beautiful all summer. But they were almost, I mean, they had growth all over, and they were ready. Within a couple of weeks, if the weather continued, I've had roses out there. So it's incredible how quickly the spring seems to be there. And I think you're right, though. I think it'll turn cold. Unfortunately, all those beautiful blooms that are out there when that rain starts will lose a lot of those early flowers, and they won't be as luxurious as they could be. I had just thought I was going someplace and I've forgotten what it was. Let's talk about the Hope Van vote that they had last week. I'm going to pick on the city council a little bit. If you're out there and you'd like to join us, you can jump into the chat room at kcnr1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567 if there's a topic you'd like to talk about here this morning. Looks like we've got some open time up until 8 o'clock. So I'm going to talk about the decision that was made last week, or the lack of a decision yet again by the city council. I don't have an opinion one way or the other about whether that Hope Van should be allowed to be wherever it wants to, or whether they should follow through with the ordinance they were proposing. What I would suggest to the city council is the practice. They keep stubbing themselves in the foot. As I recall it, a first reading, an introduction of an ordinance, should be the time when you have all of the discussion and input from everybody in the community about both sides of it, which would lead one to believe that prior to the time that the staff introduces the ordinance, they have the discussion with the Dean Germanos of the world and the people who are involved in the process of the Hope Van. All of those people who are going to have strong opinions on both sides, that they bring them into the conversation, perhaps have a discussion, tell them what they're going to do prior to the time that they have the introduction and reading of the first, and have that discussion. Because then what happens is you have that discussion, get it out of the way. If it's not controversial, you go ahead and introduce it. The second reading of an ordinance is generally pretty perfunctory. and not the time when a lot of discussion happens. The city of Reading keeps seeming to have that the opposite way around. They just kind of slip something in, have the first reading, introduce the ordinance, and then when they try to slip it onto the consent calendar for the second reading, all heck breaks loose. People come in out of the woodwork, and then as the city council oft does, they just don't make a decision. They continue it. I'm looking for a committee. Now, are we going to have another committee now? Turn this over to somebody to study it, bury it in the background, and then silently slip it back in when everybody's forgotten about it? That seems to be the pattern of how we handle most things in the city of Reading, and I'm getting kind of tired of looking at that. So I'd like to see them maybe get the community involved in these controversial things up front, and then, you know, rather than wait till the last minute and go through what they did again, and once again, no decision. They can't seem to decide, and that by a 5-0 vote, they extended it for more discussion, more
seems
study.
To be the modus operandi.
They never seem to, and see that, and again.
They love their waffle.
But that's why there's no confidence in government. Because that's what we continue to do we expect that our elected officials are going to make decisions and do things, and they don't at any level seem to be able to do that. Once challenged on an issue, they fold, or they continue it, or they assign it to a committee. That's certainly not what I want, and I'd like to see more of it done in open space. But
yeah.
I do think both sides of that argument have they're certainly providing a good service. If I had a business, having that parked in front of me for long periods of time, I probably would have some questions about the appropriateness of that as well. So I think the rules should apply to all the same, and if they thought that's where they were going with that. I had a memo about it from Mary Machado at Shasta Voices, which most of you are aware, I'm a on the board of directors for that group, and they take on these kind of issues, and usually have an opinion one way or the other about it. And our position as the Shasta Voices board of directors was that the rules should be applied evenly to all such vehicles, and bring them into the loop and make arrangements. The other side had some arguments about how what they needed access at other places and should be not treated like a food wagon or what have you. But whatever it is, have the discussions before you make the introduction and quit folding like an Arab tent. Just my thought process.
I was going to ask you, of course, Costco back in the news. And I have friends that live up by Gold Hills, and they're just only a friend of mine was very excited, saying, "Oh, now I don't have to listen to those trucks late at night." And I said, "Well, let's think this out." From Reading's point of view, if Costco accounts for something on the order of 15% of the sales tax, it's some pretty substantial number. Yeah. And if that money, yes, you don't have to listen to the trucks, but the city has to figure out how to do, how to conduct business and essential services with a 15% cut in their income. Have you thought that out? And it actually had not crossed her mind. She was just focused on traffic and noise, and that was the only thing that mattered to her.
And her backyard.
Yeah.
and unfortunately, from the county's point of view, that's exactly what happens. Wow, the big plant that was going to go up in Mountain Gate over to the side of the freeway there, the rock crushing operation and gravel plant. How many jobs, how much ongoing benefit to Shasta County, the city of Shasta Lake, and all of them, all I could focus on was how does that look from the side, from the freeway, which nobody cares about when they're driving down I-5. It's not a scenic byway. It doesn't matter if there's a plant off to the side. Trust me. That is not going to stop people from going through Shasta County.
Yeah.
It just isn't an impact.
Sounds like you have a whole lot of alternatives.
And you have to put the gravel plants where the aggregate is, where the product is, where the gravel is. I think that is absolutely, it's just incredulous that we have lost yet another major employer, a prospect for jobs and what in the North State. I think those people ought to be just flagged. But they win every battle. They've done it repeatedly, and you're right. Now, from the other jurisdictions, either the county or the city of Anderson, a new hope yet. They would either one love to land that Costco store in their jurisdiction, because you're right, that's a huge chunk of sales tax that would just be coming in real handy in any one of those jurisdictions.
And since I am not a City of Reading resident, I can say it would be less convenient for me for, because I live out in the East County, West County. If Costco were in Anderson, a little less convenient for me, but for in terms of picking up the freeway traffic, being there for the folks who come up from Tehama County, the frankly better traffic patterns in that area, because I assume they would do some pretty substantial road improvements in and around that lot.
Well, and the fact of the matter is they already have.
Yeah.
They already have. They've got the roundabout. They just put in the new whole access area to that area. It's got railroad spur. It's got great freeway access. I mean, two ways in and out all around that whole section down there, right into that area that just got annexed into the city of Anderson. My goodness. Or the spot right there on Riverview, which would be another location. From the city of Anderson's and mine, I think it'd be marvelous.
Yeah. And Costco just wants to do business.
And
they will do business with Anderson.
Exactly. And, well, I can have my fingers crossed. We'll see. But, again, the city of Reading has done this for so long. I wonder at some point when they for me to put it clear up there makes no sense at all, because that's way on the other side for the rest of us. You know, when we put the big Walmart down in Anderson, we found that we had shoppers, and we do still do. A lot of people from the city of Shasta Lake, Palisadro area, Shingletown, what have you, it's a whole lot easier to just take the freeway, get off down there, get into Walmart and the Shasta Factory Outlet stores, all of those things, and get back on the freeway than it is to fight the traffic on Dana Drive.
So what I told my friend was, be careful what you wish for.
There you go. There you go. But, again, those people up in that area that will block it and complain about it, that you're right, they don't look past the end of their nose. We're going to take a break now, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Well, I'm going to hail out for a phone call here when I tell you all about the NorCal Limo and Boheme Spa, bringing you the ultimate in giveaways. The drawing coming up on the 12th this week. Enjoy picking up your sweetheart in Reading's best limo in town, NorCal Limo. Experience driving through Reading's most romantic areas while sipping on complimentary champagne in what will be an unforgettable memory. Next, head over in style to the wonderful Boheme Spa, where you can relax with a couple's massage. You will be pampered head to foot and enjoy a calming, customized experience. Call into the station, 530-605-4567. Get your name on the list. We'll be picking a winner on the 12th on our morning show. Call NorCal Limo, 276-8851 for rates and reservations. And call Boheme Spa, 223-1300 to find out more about their products and services.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're still delivering kerosene all over in the mountains and red diesel. Looks like winter's here to stay for a while, so keep those tanks full. We have Clear Pearl for all the portable heaters. If you're still cutting wood, we have the ethanol-free 93, bar oil for the chainsaws, and Opti two-cycle oil. Johnny has two more used heaters in and rebuilt, ready to go. If you're thinking about upgrading or a new heater, give us a call for a free estimate. On propane, we have the exchange program on the bottles, and we can also fill the forklift tanks, and we have those for sale. Northern Lights Energy, stop in and let us show how our heaters and on-demand water heaters can save you money. Also, the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference is coming to town again at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, February 11th, 12th, and 13th. Free admission to the public, so come on down and bring the kids. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, groceries, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine, $2.99 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
Looking for a perfect Valentine's Day weekend? Look no further than Wind River Resort and Casino. Enjoy a delectable meal for you and your loved one that includes steak and lobster, chocolate-dipped strawberry champagne appetizers, and more. This special dinner is offered February 12th, 13th, and 14th and includes music and dancing to Linda Bott on the 13th and Mark McAbee on February the 14th, Valentine's Day. Also ask about the sweetheart package at the hotel that includes champagne, $50 food vouchers, and more surprises. Call Wind River Resort for reservations, 243-3377, Wind River Resort and Casino.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
And welcome back to KCNR, 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. Jump into the chat room at kcnr1460.com. Or give us a call at 605-4567. And you're right. This is not Carl. This is Trish Clark, and it's not Thursday. But I'm here, and we're struggling along. And I'm joined in the studio now by a good friend, Dick Fighton. And he's going to tell us about a great coming up dinner. Good morning, Dick.
Good morning, Trish, Bob. Pleasure to be here. First of all, I'd like to just say a couple things about CVAC. Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. This is a county organization that meets once a quarter and to perpetuate the veterans' programs here in Shasta County.
And remind us about that group, Dick, because I remember when it was formed, and it was the idea was to bring all of the veterans' groups together and kind of get some kind of coordination about focusing on the veterans' issues instead of each separate organization.
Well, CalVets has identified about 32 different veteran organizations in Shasta County.
Exactly.
And there's about 19,000 veterans, according to CalVets, California Veterans Association, in Shasta County. 19,000 vets. Just think what a voting block that could be if you could ever get these people out of their homes and out to the vote, out to the ballot box.
Yeah.
And the veterans need to understand that they need to participate in the what's going on in the community because there's usually about 100 pieces of legislation in the state regarding California veterans, and so it's very important that people pay attention to it. Now, where CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, fits in is the county established this organization probably about 26 years ago, and we have a building on Yuba Street that's called Vets Hall, right next to the downtown post office.
Mm-hmm.
And any military organization can use that hall for their particular events, and it'll accommodate 150 people or so handily. But things like the the Marine Birthday Ball, which I'm on that committee, we are now at Wind River, and we are having 280 people show up for dinner and their program. Well, we were having the CVAC also has a program called an award for advocates for veterans. And there's an award for an individual that's an advocate for veterans, and there's an award for a group that is helping veterans significantly. At this time, we have three individuals nominated for this award, and we have five groups that
Very
are
good.
Nominated for the group award.
So, and how is the decision made? How is the choice made?
There's a committee. Debbie and Tom Johnson head up a committee. I think Carl Bott sits in on that committee to select the nominees mm-hmm. and who's going to get the award. Nobody knew who's going to get the award. We know who the three individuals are, and we know who the five groups are. Anyway, this dinner used to be at the Vets Hall, but as the dinner grew...
outgrown. I know. I attended many of them.
Right.
In fact, I was on the board when that council was all put together. That's why I wanted you to explain how long it's been around.
We suggested that they move it over to Wind River, and on February 19th, we're going to have this Veterans Advocacy Award dinner at Wind River on February 19th, Friday night. And in that venue, we can seat up to 360, 400 people.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the use of all the video equipment, the monitors, those two 12-foot screens, all the monitors in the room. So everybody, there is not a bad seat in that entire venue. So the program will go something like this, 5:30 to 6:30 is cocktail hour. Lou White and his band will be playing music. People dance during that period of time. Then we have mess call and we have dinner. Carl's going to be our MC. We have the flag ceremonies. Linda Bott will sing national anthem. We then have we're going to see a terrific video called Freedom Is Not Free, narrated by Ronald Reagan. And then we're going to have the awards, and Maurice Johansson's going to be our speaker, talking about Shasta veterans, past, present, and future. And, you know, he's got a lot to tell you about what's going on with veterans here in Shasta County.
Yeah.
And then, of course, after the program is all over, it's going to be a serve sit-down dinner. You can select tri-tip or a tarragon chicken or vegetarian lasagna. The dinner price is $20.
Wow.
Where can you go in this town for $20 and have dinner served along with dessert? And
Not very many places.
No. And then dance music by the Lou White Band from the end of the ceremonies until whenever.
Until everybody wants to go home.
Everybody wants to go home. So it's a great night out with your spouse or your significant other. And all you veterans out there ought to get up and get going. Dress code is business casual.
Uh-huh.
We're trying to get this to be an elegant dinner here.
Good, good.
And then we'll have other fundraisers sometime in the year. But that's a little bit about CVAC. We meet once a quarter to talk about things like the program down in the what can I say? Down by the the convention center in the. What do they call it down there?
The Grove, the Veterans Grove.
Grove.
Yeah, Veterans Grove.
We sponsor the Grove
okay.
program. We try to. We're putting together. Vint Stevenson's doing a terrific program on a website where you can. Every veterans organization can have their access to the website to promote their programs and things of that nature. So look for that. That's coming soon.
Very good.
Great guy working on that.
Good. Well, thanks, Dick.
Thank you.
Is great. So let's just remind everybody, we're looking not very long now, February 19th,
right.
Down at Wind River. The tickets are $20 a piece. And where can they go to get tickets?
They can call me, Dick Fyten. That's F-Y-T-E-N. And my cell phone number is 945-7975.
Okay.
And it's 530-945-7975. Appreciate the opportunity to let people know about this wonderful event.
Absolutely, Dick, and thanks for coming in and telling us about it. And I want to reiterate one thing you said. If the veterans out there are listening and you just need to get involved, not only in this kind of a function, but get involved as voting members of this community. You have such a strong voice, 19,000 of you, and your spouses, and you could really make a difference in the outcome. I constantly hear people say, oh, my vote doesn't mean anything. It absolutely does. If you turn out and vote in the way you want it, the vote to go, you can make a huge difference.
Gary Cadd won by 8 votes.
There you go. I won my first race in the city council by 3 votes. Yeah, your vote does make a difference, but it doesn't make any difference if you just stay home and complain.
Absolutely.
So get involved, and thanks, Dick, for coming in, and
my
look for
pleasure.
That dinner.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages.
And this is KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. It's budget week in Congress, and the big question is, what will Congress do?
Republican committee leaders say the president's final budget plan is already DOA, leaving it up to Congress to decide whether to go with a 2-year plan negotiated by John Boehner during his final days in office, or to push for even lower spending levels. Those lower levels are favored by House conservatives, but they could run into trouble in the Senate where Democrats can filibuster.
As Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting, President Obama is asking Congress for more than $1.8 billion in emergency funding to help fight the Zika virus. He appeared on CBS's This Morning.
We're going to be putting up a legislative proposal to Congress to resource both the research on vaccines and diagnostics, but also helping in terms of the public health systems. But there shouldn't be panic on this. This is not something where people are going to die from it.
The White House also says the money will be used to expand mosquito control programs since mosquitoes spread the Zika virus. The Duchess of Cambridge says in a new video that she and Prince William want all children to get support during difficult times to help them overcome mental health challenges.
Every child deserves to grow up knowing their potential and feeling confident that they won't fall at the first hurdle.
The content of the video was revealed yesterday to mark the start of Children's Mental Health Week. Forecasters say parts of New England could get the brunt of a snowstorm that's heading for the East Coast. Forecaster Paul Kosin at the National Weather Service.
Significant snows into eastern New England, possibly bringing blizzard conditions to places from near Boston, south across Cape Cod and to Rhode Island. And there is even a possibility of locally greater than a foot of snow, especially south of Boston.
The National Weather Service has issued a blizzard warning for southeast Massachusetts, including Cape Cod and the islands. On Wall Street, the Dow down 332 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
According to published reports, Ford plans to build a new auto plant in Mexico.
The Wall Street Journal says Ford plans to build a new assembly complex in San Luis Potosi, as well as expand an existing facility near Mexico City. The Dearborn, Michigan company will add 500,000 units of annual capacity there starting in 2018. That would be more than double last year's production in Mexico. The move reflects how Mexico has become an attractive location for global car makers.
This correspondent, Jeremy House. Chipotle restaurants opening late today so employees can get pep talks following the chain's recent food safety scares. The company says stores will open at 3 p.m. in their local time zones instead of the normal 11 a.m. Chipotle expects about 50,000 employees to attend at some 4,000 locations to hear comments at movie theaters and elsewhere, remarks by company executives about the food scare. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. The average price of gasoline has dropped 8 cents over the past 2 weeks. Industry analyst Truby Lundberg says head to Oklahoma if you're looking for gas under $1.50 a gallon.
The high in the lower 48 panel of cities survey is, again, Los Angeles, now a low $2.62. And the low in the country in this panel is Tulsa with $1.44 per gallon.
The U.S. average diesel price now $2.13 a gallon. That's down about 7 cents a gallon from 2 weeks ago. The upstate New York town is on the leading edge of a national campaign to develop so-called microgrids, those designed to make communities more energy independent. NASA got tired of repeatedly finding itself without power for days during major storms, so it's taking the dramatic step of pulling its municipal buildings entirely off the electric grid. NASA plans to rely on solar, wind, landfill gas, and battery storage by 2020. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. And you're right, it's not Carl. This is Trish Clark, and I'm here this morning, and no, it's not Thursday either. You can give us a call at 605-4567 if you'd like to be a part of this conversation. It's 62 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 77, a low of 48, and pretty much that's the pattern all the way through the week. 74, 72. Possible chance of rain on Friday, but it's not looking very strong.
Better chance about a week from tomorrow of a new storm system coming in. And with luck, like I said, my in-house weather forecaster with 30-plus years experience says that they're long-range models. Now, this is what amazes me about climate science, is that people say, well, the weather's going to do this in 50 years. We have trouble. We can, with minimal confidence, tell you what it's going to be doing in 50 days.
Sometimes 15 minutes.
Or 50 hours, you know. Models are constantly being refined and updated, but right now the trend is showing wet stuff returning. To that end, Shasta Lake, we've been kind of updating you on that. Now, a full lake is the surface is 1,067 feet above sea level. Some people see that number and they think that's how deep the lake is. No, that's the surface of the lake, elevation above sea level. And right now the top of the lake is 983 feet. That means we have 84 feet to a full lake.
That's pretty good.
That's a lot better than we were, baby.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And you know, if you look around, as I was noticing yesterday, a couple of times when I was out driving, we've got a lot of snow on Lassen still, and we've got a lot of snow on Shasta. The surrounding mountains still got a good coat.
Thinking Shasta's gorgeous.
It's
big
incredible.
Ice cream sundae.
Have the pictures on Facebook of all the different angles of Mount Shasta been fantastic? Yeah. I love them.
My favorite, though, is from 46,000 feet looking down.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, there's just some great shots out there. If you're not saving copies of those pictures, you're missing a bet, because that is... they look great full screen on your TV. There's no more beautiful picture than Mount Shasta in all its glory.
You bet.
Right here in our backyard. That rather lengthy weather press is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Let us go to the phones and find out what is happening with the Reading Tea Party. And Terry is on the line. Terry, good Monday.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Terry.
That's kind of neat for Peyton Manning, isn't it?
Huh?
That's kind of neat for Peyton Manning, isn't it?
Well, it is. And you know, I just got it. What a wrap-up to his season, because it was a very... you know, up and down kind of season and a lot of problems all the way through. And that game was kind of certainly not his best effort ever, because there wasn't a whole lot of offense in the whole thing. But yeah, I'm glad that happened for him. I'm not a fan of Denver, so, too bad he played for them, but.
Yeah, I'm actually a Raider fan, so.
Well, there you go. And if you're a Raider fan, you just got to dislike Denver. So, I mean, it's just what it is.
Anyway, tonight at the Reading Tea Party at 2570 Bonneview Road at Destiny Fellowship Church, we will have Stephen Baird, who's running for the first district, for Senate, for State Senate against Ted Gaines. And he's a remarkable man. He is the, currently works for Sacramento County as the Department of Technology, as the Information Technology Division Chief. He has three different patents. He is an amazing man. Is a fencing instructor, father of two, wife Diana, married 27 years. He also is the chief architect for the financial plan for the state of Jefferson. And the interesting thing about that is that every county that he has presented to, including three cities, have all signed declarations, because the financial thing about Jefferson is just hogwash, and it's sort of old news at this point.
Well, gosh, we should have maybe had him in front of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors.
Well, nothing would have happened there. You had 45 people that wanted a presentation. But when, you know, when Les Ball runs on the fact that he's going to allow a presentation and allow that, and then gets into office and changes his mind, going as far as telling me the morning of that the presentation itself was never presented to him, which just isn't true. There were three of us who presented that to him, that we wanted to have a presentation, and mm-hmm. that's what should happen to get the facts. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. you were on the Board of Supervisors. Wouldn't you want to have the facts first before you made a decision?
Well, that's exactly true. Unfortunately, though, I hate to be one that I told you so, but I told you that he was lying to you and you didn't
listen. Well, you and I both had another candidate in mind anyway. But yeah, anyway, Stephen is a remarkable speaker. Not only that, he's a true soul. I mean, this man will do what he says. I've known him for a couple of years. He's a good man. Pretty excited about this. The other neat thing is that probably more people have face and name recognition with him than they do with Ted Gaines, and that's simply because no one ever even sees Ted Gaines anywhere.
That is amazing to me, because I'm no longer involved in politics. I am out and around in different places, and that's kind of one of the things I'm noticing a lot with all of our elected officials is their absence. With the exception of Doug LaMalfa, who I have, you know, one way or the other, Doug is very present up here at different functions and is always represented. Steve Gaines, I think I've only seen him one time.
It was funny, the last time he was here, I was standing next to a gentleman named Howard Covington, who's really a good man and very astute in what's going on in politics. And Gaines was standing next to Dowley at this particular function, and Howard looked at me and said, "Hey, who's the guy in the plaid shirt standing next to Dowley?" So, I mean, you can't even recognize the guy, let alone that. But there's never a vote he does. And one of the things he said about the state of Jefferson is, "I wish those people up there in Northern California would just vote for me for insurance commissioner rather than worry about Jefferson." So it's kind of like an all-about-me kind of person.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting, because, I met him one time, and I believe it was when he was running for that seat. As a candidate, and I was in a group that was doing an interview with him up in here with some people. That's the only time I've ever laid eyes on the guy. So I was quite taken with him, actually. He talked a good game and sounded like he would be a good candidate, which is, unfortunately, we tend to make our decisions based on what they're saying, and right now I'm pushing for people to make your decision based on their record.
Well, I know when you were in
louder.
I know when you were in office, and I did vote for you, by the way, way back when, before you even knew me or I really even knew you. And the thing that everyone always said about you is, you know, right or wrong, this lady will do what she says, and when she means it, she does it. And again, I know I always nag you about this to get back in the game, but I appreciate you being on the radio and speaking your mind and with those great conservative values you have.
Well, I appreciate that, Terry, because I think that's so important. And I think that with the media that we have now, I thank you for those kind words, because I enjoyed what I did while I was in office. But I think it's so important for all of us now to stop listening to the hype and listening to what the media tells us to think and all of those things, and just basically look at their records. Please look at their records and vote based on, they're going to do exactly what they've done in the past.
Well, see, there's one word to describe what you did, and someone like Phil Chappelle and Gary Catt and Stephen Baird, you know, is the word courage. And you always had the courage to stand behind your convictions. And that's one thing we just don't have with a lot of the supervisors we have in this county. It's all about what their next step is, you know, and what they can do to benefit their own gain in life.
It's unfortunately a true statement, Terry. Thanks so much for the update. Everybody out there, go to that meeting tonight and see. That's how you inform yourself, is what's going on and what's happening and who these elected people are, and it'd be good if you'd get involved in that.
Yep.
Thanks so much, Terry. Trish. All right. Bye-bye.
All righty. And, of course, Terry with the Reading Tea Party. Hey, have you ever gotten a big old ding in your windshield and you're just traveling down
one,
the road
minding
your
right
own
now.
Business?
I have yeah. one right now.
Well, if you've got a ding or a crack, you should try before you replace that windshield, because that's a lengthy, expensive process and they never get it
right. They always leak.
You should check out Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. They do what no other windshield repair business can. They offer a full guarantee from chips to cracks over 24 inches in length. Jeff Wurst can assist you. You want to go to Jeff and not necessarily the guy sitting by the side of the road. Call Jeff at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street in Redding. That's Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back with more Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Rich Novelli, president of Wellgate Sports Club.
And I'm Allie Evers, proud owner of Boheme Spa.
At Wellgate, we're dedicated to building a club focused on improving the quality of your life, which is why we are so excited to introduce our new partner, Boheme Spa.
Thank you, Rich. Both Boheme Spa and Wellgate Sports Club share the same business philosophy and commitment to mind, body, and health. Conveniently located inside the Wellgate Sports Club, Boheme Spa is Redding's premier Aveda concept spa, featuring the complete line of Aveda products and Aveda signature services.
Wellgate Sports Club, in partnership with Boheme Spa, is proud to announce a groundbreaking new membership category called Rejuvenate. In addition to a standard premium access membership, Rejuvenate members receive 2 spa treatments per month from Boheme Spa for the term of the membership.
Reward yourself for your hard work and effort at the club with relaxing and restorative treatments.
Call 768-1205 today. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
While most of Shasta County still has hours before their day begins, the bakery staff at Orchard Nutrition Center is wide awake and beginning their day. Each morning they arise well before the dawn to start about their task of creating fresh, wholesome, nutritious baked items. Why do we do what we do? Sabrina, the Orchard Nutrition Center bakery manager, has been the culinary heartbeat of the bakery department since 2003. Sabrina, along with bakery clerk Kathleen, used the freshest ingredients available to create a variety of freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and an abundance of baked gluten-free and vegan items every day. Great detail is taken to ensure that every item meets the strict Orchard Nutrition Center guidelines for taste, nutrition, and freshness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, our staff is like family, and our customers are our friends who come back again and again because we truly believe we're all in this together. We love seeing the smiles on our customers' faces. So when people ask, why do we do what we do? That's why. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
I'm excited about Second Tuesday Dinner in February because we are going to the Cottonwood Eatery located in historic downtown Cottonwood.
That's right. With old-fashioned country hospitality, hometown food made from scratch and served up with the right amount of love and attention.
I love the friendly community feel, the branch-style food, and the amazing desserts.
Please join us at the Cottonwood Eatery on Tuesday, February 9th as they generously donate a portion of the proceeds to help Haven Humane Society work towards a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Took my chances on a big jet plane. Never let them tell you that we're all the same.
It is 819 KCNR, 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State. Open phones 605-4567 right now, at least till our guest shows up. Hey, head on down to Wind River Casino and Resort on February 13th. Join us for the fabulous evening with Ladybot and the Bluebird. She'll be on stage performing for you from 7 to 9 p.m. with great entertainment. You can drink and dance the night away. Elements Lounge in Wind River Casino on February the 13th. What a great Valentine's Day thing. You can get your reservations by dialing 243-3377. That's 243-3377, Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort Casino to see Ladybot and the Bluebirds.
And welcome back to KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. We were expecting that we were going to have Carol Ferguson from the Record Searchlight this morning. I thought that was going to be a guest at 9 o'clock. We're hoping she is just running late and she does show up. In the meantime, it is, as Bob indicated, open lines. Talk about anything you'd like to talk about. Give me a call at 605-4567. Certainly there's a topic that we haven't hit that maybe you'd like to talk about. Last Thursday, Sharon Clark and I were on, and the first Thursday of every month, Sharon Clark from Home Helpers, and I do the show between 7 and 9. And we were having a discussion about an anticipated DUI checkpoint that was going to be up on Friday night. Interestingly enough, I kind of made the point that I'm not a great fan of these, and I don't think they serve a great purpose. Other than to tie up a lot of officers that could be out there actually enforcing some of our laws. And that was kind of brought, I don't remember the exact numbers, but the next day I looked and they had something like 831, between 800 and 830, vehicles who went through that, and they had one drunk driver that they've cited. That seems like a tremendous waste of taxpayer dollars. To have that many vehicles and that much staff and that much interruption to all of those people for something that, in my mind, I believe is not a constitutional stop anyway. They need a reason to pull me over, and they don't have one if they just make me get into a roadblock. I'm still hoping I never get stopped in that because I probably end up in jail just because I won't cooperate. Try very hard to just show my driver's license, my registration, and keep my mouth shut, but that's probably going to be difficult for me.
He nicely says nothing.
That's a hard one. I just keep praying, and so far, so good. I haven't gotten stopped in one. But come on, people. I mean, are you kidding? 831 or 813 or how many of our cars went through there? I don't know how many staff, guards, people setting up the roadblock, police officers that it takes to go through something like that for several hours, go through all of those people and come up with one drunk driver. They probably, with a couple of patrol cars, could have found four or five out on the freeway or on the side streets and maybe actually had a presence without irritating 830 vehicles in the process. So, I don't know. It just seems like I like the call that we had that day that the guy called in and said about the frogs in the cold water, and you know they heat the water and then all of a sudden they're just happy in there and all of a sudden they're dead, and that's what we're doing, I think, with our rights, is we just are silent and letting for the good. I mean, everybody says, well, if you get one drunk driver off and he saves an accident, it's worth it. It's all those things. We give up one of our rights at a time, little. It's like a trickle on a rock. Over time, it makes a big hole in it, and we're just giving up all of the rights that our forefathers fought so hard for.
Municipalities are starting to look into license plate scanners, where every single plate that passes a particular point gets noted. And where do we start really moving into the area of constant monitoring that would have made the East Germans absolutely green with envy back in the day?
There you go. But good point, Bob. I've often said, you know, but we are to a point where we think, oh, well, they've already got all the information on us, and so what the heck? I'm a surprise. How does anybody else feel about this? They've got these things now where they're advertising on TV where you can have your DNA tested, and you can actually go in and give your DNA, and they come back and give you your history. I find that so absolutely over the wall that they're going to start a base where we are willingly going to give them that kind of basic information, your DNA. My goodness, and they're going to be able to have every bit of information in the world about I don't know.
What does it go from convenience to requirement? You want to see a great movie that kind of explores this? Rent Gattaca. Came out. Ethan Hawke is in it, and it talks about it basically. When you're born, your blood is checked, and if it turns out you've got markers for heart disease or whatever, you are relegated to a low social economic rung because you'll never be of use to the corporations.
Whoa.
Scary movie. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. We got a phone call here. We're going to go to the phone and talk to Ruth. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say real quickly that having a driver's license is a privilege. Is not a right.
Yes.
And having been involved in many of these checkpoints, I know the public doesn't quite like them, but the number of folks that they have gotten off the streets that have suspended licenses and, you know, maybe the drunk driving numbers are down in those things, which I think is a great thing, because if you look in past years, they've taken a lot of drunk drivers off the streets, and maybe they're, you know, I know that a friend of mine yesterday said, I can't believe how many people call the police department to find out if they're having any DUI checkpoints. If you're calling the police department to find out if they have them, you shouldn't be driving. So I think that since we've raised the consciousness of drunk driving with our kids, with people who do drink and drive, I don't think they're such a bad thing. They don't do them that often, and, you know, they're paid for by via grants, and I think they're a good thing. My opinion.
I appreciate it, Ruth, and there's always two sides to a story, and you absolutely make good points. That's exactly how they get here. I would just one thing remind you that when people say it's paid for by grant monies, that's still taxpayer dollars. That's not free money. Grants are money that comes out of the government, which is taxpayer dollars.
But, Pete, I'm going to turn that logic around on Ruth and say that is precisely the argument that gun control advocates are using, right? If we can save one life, then it justifies doing away with the Second Amendment. You've heard that idiotic argument.
Absolutely. And Ruth, I hear what you're saying. I just think that you know, there's got to be other ways. You're right. Having a driver's license is a privilege. We go through that process. We get our driver's license. You know, there's got to be, you get the driver's license. How about the fact if a person has a driver's license with all of the up-to-date technology that we have, don't we know when their driver's license lapses and they don't get it renewed? Don't we know by the records that they don't have a driver's license? I think we do. So, I guess Ruth has left the line, but, I just have to say, let's follow up. If we want to catch all those people with suspended licenses, we know who they are.
Yeah,
I would also, you know, if you start running that logic and say, well, your personality profile says you might harm a child at some point. So, and now we're getting into the whole minority report, precognition. We're going to prevent crime by eliminating every possibility and thereby controlling the whole population. Terry, I'm going to let a rule slip a little bit here because we're having a quiet, quiet morning, and let him speak up on this one. Go ahead, Terry.
Go ahead, Terry.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that, Bob. But, you know, there's a couple of things here. First of all, it's unconstitutional. Ruth can say what she wants, and, yeah, you know, if they found one guy or one person who, out of 800 and some odd drivers,
exactly.
They stop people, they inconvenience them, they constitutionally. First of all, it's actually against Title 18 of the United States Code, section and code number 242, under the color of law restricting constitutional rights by someone who has been either appointed or has some sort of governmental or position of authority, being from, regulatory commission or or some sort of something like fish and game or something. So,
right.
You know, I mean, that argument's silly. You know, really and truly, I don't mean that personally, but it's just silly. It's just silly. You made a good point.
Agreed to
disagree.
They
could be on the road picking up people who were drinking and driving by driving up and down Hilltop. They'd probably get more people that they could arrest for drunk driving. A lot of it's just it's to pick up money. Chief Paletti, and I'll quote him, "We do this because we get grant money and it pays for one of our officers." That's why he does it, Ruth.
Well, and there you go. But the grant money. That always offends me.
For the officer.
But I see that. But the whole point about the grant money is that people sometimes look at that. It's like the county staff used to tell us when we did programs, no general fund impact. No general fund impact.
Right.
That means there's no local dollars impacted. It means they're using state and federal tax money. It still comes out of my pocket. It is still taxpayer money. Just because it comes from the federal government or the state government does not mean it's not taxpayer money and that there's no cost to society. It just means it's not general fund money.
Bob was 1,000,000% right about what he said. That's just another excuse to use to have government control.
There you go.
And, you know, I mean, people who have worked for the government all their lives, you know, and are on a pension, you know, from the government, and it's good that they have that because they earned it. But point being is that the thinking of clear-minded people is, okay, if it's against the Constitution, it's okay.
No.
How many more rights can they take from us?
You got it, Terry. Thanks
and
for calling back in.
Searchlight?
Yeah, call it. Yeah, thanks for calling in, Terry. We're going
to
take a break.
One has to ask. It is 8:30 on KCNR 1460. And Dave, we're going to tell you, Dave, hold on over the break. We'll get your comment right after we take care of a couple of bills. This portion of the program brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems, warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week, 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air, call 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The new year is here, and the guys from Shasta Lake Floors have just got back from visiting flooring manufacturers from around the world, keeping up with the newest technology in floor covering. Several years ago, Shasta Lake Floors introduced Smart Strand Trixa, the most stain-resistant carpet in the industry. This year, we have discovered innovations in hardwood floors with scratch resistance like never before. Having been in the flooring business for over 40 years, we understand the importance of service and product knowledge. You have our word that Shasta Lake Floors will always offer products and service best suited to your needs, whether it be Smart Strand, the bleach-resistant carpet, luxurious Karastan carpets, or hardwood and tiles of excellent quality. Shasta Lake Floors offers the best products installed by the area's best trained technicians. Being the only Mohawk Color Center elite dealer and the largest wholesale flooring dealer, Shasta Lake Floors can guarantee the lowest price on even the most luxurious floor covering. Eight-time winner of Best in the North State, Shasta Lake Floors is the place to go for new floors or granite countertops. Financing available. Come see us at 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call 275-8530.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Looking for a perfect Valentine's Day weekend? Look no further than Wind River Resort and Casino. Enjoy a delectable meal for you and your loved one that includes steak and lobster, chocolate-dipped strawberry champagne, appetizers, and more. This special dinner is offered February 12th, 13th, and 14th and includes music and dancing to Linda Bott on the 13th and Mark McAbee on February the 14th, Valentine's Day. Also ask about the sweetheart package at the hotel that includes champagne, $50 food vouchers, and more surprises. Call Wind River Resort for reservations, 243-3377, Wind River Resort and Casino.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, that can be the North State theme song. Going to see a sunny day today, a high of 77 degrees. Overnight lows will be in the upper 40s. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated with senior and veterans discounts. They take care of those who fought for our freedom. It's important to you. If that is, then you can use Shasta Gas Propane, where they have excellent customer service. It is 8:35 here on KCNR 1460. Now back to Trish, and we have a caller.
Okay, and if you know, we're with open lines this morning. We're just talking about whatever comes to mind with me or any of our callers. And if you'd like to go join that conversation, give us a call at 605-4567. It is not Thursday, if you're confused at this point. The people here in the station are all wandering around going, it's not Thursday, it's only Monday. But this is Trish Clark this morning, and we're going to finish out this hour. And we're going to go to the phones right now with Dave. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Trish. Heads up, everyone. RPD is writing so many traffic tickets that they are more than a month behind on processing them.
Wow.
You can go to the website, chestercourts.org, and read it's right on the...
Dave, yeah. You're cutting out. Are you on a cell phone?
Dave, yeah, you're getting a little choppy there. Are you okay?
I'm on this stupid internet phone.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, give us that information one more time.
Okay, RPD is writing so many traffic tickets that they cannot process them. And if you go to ShastaCourts.org and read what they say on the front part of the website.
Wow. Okay, so that's just a heads up to everybody. You know, and I'm all for that. That's what they should be doing. If you're out there and you're breaking laws, you're not. Boy, this community loves to race through the streets.
And text while they do it.
Text while they do it. Talk on their phone. I think all of those things, those are against the law, and they need to be cited. And that heads up for good job, Reading Police Department. If you're writing tickets for legitimate things, but and you drivers, slow down, pay attention, signal when you turn. Save us all from having accidents.
Yeah, I want them to bag the idiot who's driving down the road while updating their Facebook feed. You know, come on. It's you're running around in 3 tons of steel. Pay a little attention to what's going on. We do have Gary on the line who wants to weigh in there, Trish.
Okay, so good morning, Gary.
Don't drop that headphone. Go ahead, Gary.
All right, Gary, let's go.
Hello.
Good morning, Gary.
How lucky are we, Trish, twice in 1 week? All right.
Oh, thank you, Gary.
Okay, well, speaking of losing our rights, of the police state that is being developed in Burns, Oregon, we've lost, with the murder of LaVoy.
Yes.
We, all of us, have lost our first, second, fourth, fifth, eighth, and tenth amendments because all of those have been violated and are being violated now. There are roadblocks in Burns as we speak, and they're checking everybody for everything. The Black Hawk helicopters overhead.
Mm.
It's a police state, and if it wasn't for the efforts of Red Smith and the Sunday programs, etc., we would have no clue around here what's happening.
Well, I have to point out, and right, wrong, or indifferent, I am amazed by the lack of media coverage at any level, as you indicate, other than Red Smith and his programs. They're just not talking about it. They're not putting out any information. And you're right. We would have no knowledge of it. I'm assuming that the communities up there have local coverage and are talking about these things. But, boy, Gary, you're right. I'm amazed that I don't see any news feeds about it. I don't see any Associated Press news. I mean, for heaven's sakes, this is a standoff between American citizens and our government, and you would think, after the history of the other ones that have gone so badly in our own, you know, in just the recent years, that they'd have some major coverage about what's going on there. Someone died, for heaven's sakes.
What you just mentioned, that was one of the questions I had for the record searchlight this morning, but apparently she had other things to do. All right, back to Burns, Oregon. Through my limited sources, I know of one family who has shipped their kids out of state because of what's happening now and what is coming. There will be a big demonstration there Friday.
Wow.
And it's a parade, etc. My source said horses, the lumber trucks, etc. So it could be messy. And were you aware of the Homeland Security paid us a visit Friday when we demonstrated at the federal courthouse on Bocelli Lane?
No, I was not aware of that, Gary.
Oh, yeah. But now they were nice guys. Of course, they were outnumbered. We were 51 of us, and there's two of them. But anyway, I talked to them three different times. Terry talked to them, and the fellow called in yesterday, and he made a great point, like a dummy. I didn't do it. I should have asked to see their 40 caliber soft nose bullets that all the agencies, including not only Homeland Security but the security team for the Education Department has. I would like to see what our taxpayer money is. So maybe we'll see them again. Hopefully we'll go to the BRICS this Friday in solidarity with what's happening in Burns. And I'm afraid over half the people have no clue. And Trish, I think one of the reasons that it's not out there, it's not only local decision, but it is federal decision. The papers are probably told, and the news media, et cetera, if you don't talk about it, the people will forget about it, and it'll go away.
Well, you know,
it's up to us not to let it go away.
Well, there you go, Gary. And thanks so much for calling in. We appreciate it.
Because all right. Thanks much. Bye.
Bye. I will say that we are so far past having any media coverage of anything in this United States. I love the things that they do from time to time when they've got the a spin, a word that they'll use in, and every major network will say the same thing about an incident repeatedly. So you just got to figure out that what was the word, gravitas. I remember when we were talking about somebody has gravitas, and you heard that, and CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, MNBC, it was the whole morning, every newscaster used the word gravitas. And I thought, now come on, that's not an everyday word. Somebody had to put that out in a stream, and they all picked it up and said the same thing.
Yeah, it's, well, for example, remember the term Frankenstorm from last year, from the big storm? My wife knows the meteorologist who just kind of came up with that term off the cuff, and suddenly every major network was using that term to describe Superstorm Sandy.
Well, so you got—I mean, a mental
and this
picture.
This stuff grows like a virus.
Well, and I have a mental picture about how all this works. See, I think that there's a little ticker tape that comes out of the out of Obama's office, and all the brains there, or, well, lack of brains, all the people who put out information, and it says, okay, this is the news of the day, and this is what you're going to talk about. That is then sent out over teletype to everybody in the media.
I honestly don't think it's that.
Well, that's just my mental picture. Yeah. And it certainly, I mean, if he doesn't want it talked about, it doesn't happen. And if he does, it is. I mean, how inane that we can talk about things. He'll say, I mean, the news, are you kidding me? That jobs report last week, where he came out and talked about the unemployment rate being so low, Wall Street didn't even buy that one and just tanked, because the reality is we have so many people unemployed in this United States, so many more than we've ever had, but they're no longer even looking for a job, so they don't count in the unemployment rates. And he's got the guts to go out there and give this, oh my God, we're just, it's beautiful. There, so we've just done these marvelous things. And when the media has the opportunity to ask him a question about, And one guy had the guts to actually say to him, but what about the fact that these people actually are all unemployed and no longer blah, blah, blah? And his answer immediately was, it's Bush's fault. That's a holdover from 8 years ago, and I don't have anything to do with that. So
I inherited this problem.
Exactly, and walked away, and that was the news on every major news trip. You know, I have people say to me a lot, do you watch the news? I rarely do. I have to tell you, I rarely do, because I get so angry at the fact that it's not news. It's their opinions, and it's what they've been told to say. I just think our media is so controlled. Even Fox News, which used to be kind of, you know, their banner was fair and unbalanced, and that used to be true. I don't think it is anymore. It's just a little, maybe they get both sides as opposed to just one side, but it's the same old, same old.
Isn't it nice to be in a business where you get to render your opinion, solve the problems of the world, of, you know, just one at a time, just shooting the breeze?
Well, I think it's marvelous. What an opportunity for me, because I don't have no skin in the game.
Local radio stations, and of course, barber shops do that too.
I think so too.
You get to sit around and solve the problems of the world. And our very favorite barber shop, of course, Cypress Square, 2463 Athens Avenue in Reading. They're man's last stronghold over there. It's where Carl gets his haircut. It's where you ought to get your haircut, too. 2463 Athens Avenue, Cypress Square Barbershop, a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice, 'cause I speak of the pompousness of love.
Hello, Frank Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're still delivering kerosene all over in the mountains and red diesel. Looks like winter's here to stay for a while, so keep those tanks full. We have Clear Pearl for all the portable heaters. If you're still cutting wood, we have the ethanol-free 93, bar oil for the chainsaws, and Opti two-cycle oil. Johnny has two more used heaters in and rebuilt, ready to go. If you're thinking about upgrading or a new heater, give us a call for a free estimate. On propane, we have the exchange program on the bottles, and we can also fill the forklift tanks, and we have those for sale. Northern Lights Energy, stop in and let us show how our heaters and on-demand water heaters can save you money. Also, the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference is coming to town again at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, February 11th, 12th, and 13th. Free admission to the public, So come on down and bring the kids. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Sierra Cascade Logging Conference celebrates the North State's logging and construction industries this Thursday through Saturday at the Fairgrounds at Anderson, with indoor and outdoor expo for the whole family and free admission for all. Sponsored in part by Wind River Resort and Casino, Sierra Pacific Industries, NorCal Kenworth, and Redding Bank of Commerce. This event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. Enjoy the excavator rodeo, lumberjack competition, Wild Things Wildlife Show, exhibits, historical displays, truck driving and log loading skills competition, equipment displays, exhibits, and demonstrations. A great opportunity to teach our children about the responsible practices of this successful industry with 3 full days of information, and it's all free to the public. The 2016 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Event sponsors include Fruit Growers Supply, Roberg Resources, Trinity River Company, California Forestry Association, Humboldt Redwood, Northern Lights Energy, and We Liberator Shasta Energy.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today 338-2112.
NorCal Limo and Boheme Spa are bringing you the ultimate in giveaways. Enjoy picking up your sweetheart in Redding's best limo in town, NorCal Limo. Then head over in style to the wonderful Boheme Spa and relax with the wonderful couples massage. Experience an unforgettable memory. Call in to KCNR 605-4565 or email me, Molly, at kcnr1460.com. We will be picking a winner February 12th live on our morning show. It's KCNR's Valentine's Day giveaway.
10 minutes in front of 9 o'clock, KCNR 1460. This portion of the program brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, your place for great coffee and more at Espresso Joe's, serving caramel macchiato and every other coffee you can imagine. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in California, proudly serving the finest in your tobacco needs, Tobacco and Brew, where veterans always get discounts. Let's get back to Trish Clark. And Trish, we have a caller on the line.
Well, and I want to invite all of you to jump in the phone lines here at 605-4567. We've been having open lines and have a good discussion going about a lot of things. And we have a special caller on the line right now. I think Carl's calling in to see if he's still got a license. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Trish. Oh. And you know what? I don't know if you mentioned it. We had a guest signed up today.
I know.
Call him when I come back. I'm sorry to leave you kind of out there hanging there.
That's all right. We were expecting, as you indicated, we were expecting Carol Ferguson from the Record Searchlight, and something must have come up, but no show, so we've just been winging it here, Carl.
Well, you know what? If there's anybody that can wing it, it's you, Trish. Okay, now, I know you probably talked about the Super Bowl. Is that right?
Yes, we did.
Okay. All right. Only thing I can tell you is here. Is we went to the Super Bowl party that's over here where we're at,
uh-huh.
And they had these four Super Bowl players.
Okay,
Super Bowl players are there. Each one of them gave their prediction. These are guys that have been playing in Super Bowls. They've been following it. Conrad Dobler, played for St. Louis, and some Dallas Cowboy guys and the San Francisco guys. Every one of them had the Broncos losing by at least 20 points.
You got it.
Every one of them. One of them had said it was a linebacker for Oakland. Said, oh, they're going to lose. It's going to be 102-20.
Yeah.
That place was rocking. And then,
did you have money on Denver, I hope?
Oh, man, yeah. Well, no, we had, you know what? I am not a gambler. And I didn't know you could do all these things. So we took the simple that Broncos were going to win, and they gave us 5.5 points.
Yeah.
But then there's all these things you can bet on.
Uh-huh.
How many interceptions, how many fumbles, how many sacks, who's going to score first, what the coin toss is going to be. Is the first score going to be a touchdown, or is it going to be a field goal? How many field goals are going to be made?
Yeah.
Over, under. I mean, there's a card.
So did you win money?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Yeah. I needed one more interception. I would have I would have come back, and we all would have had a party.
Oh, there you go.
I had everything, but I needed one more interception. I thought Cam would give it to me at the end, but no, instead he sulked. Should have been throwing the ball downrange as far as he could and let the Broncos intercept it. Anyway.
You know, Carl, I want to say one thing about that. I got the feeling, and I don't know the Carolina team well, but I really got the feeling that young quarterback had shot his mouth off and been such a show-off all week about what a standalone single-player great he was. I kind of felt like his offensive line was going to let him play that game by himself and see how good he was.
Oh, you know, I don't know about that.
I mean, it just didn't seem like there was much protection there. And,
well, you know, and that was one of the things, one of the guys.
Total defense.
One of the guys that was there, like Conrad Dobler, was an interior lineman in the St. Louis Cardinals when they won the Super Bowl. They played in the Super Bowl at least. And he said during halftime he would have taken a baseball bat and beaten his offensive line.
For sure.
They were just letting. I mean, you know, Denver was just creaming him.
Yeah. But Peyton Manning got it. He got the win. That's his good record for him. But I wouldn't be bragging about that game if I was him.
Yeah.
Total defense. But it was good.
Look at Peyton.
Yeah.
Peyton at the end was talking about how great his defense was. I'm not going to make any announcements. It's not about Peyton in this case.
Yeah. So, absolutely. I think it's good that after the year he had. But you guys having a good time, I hope?
Yes, we've had a great time. Good. And, you know, thanks to our friends, Ted and Lisa, for inviting us. But you know what? You miss it. We want to be back. I'll be back tomorrow. And we got a lot of things going this week. I think going this weekend. I know all the Valentine's Day stuff going on. But all the things going this week because, you know, it's going to be involved. There's more people saying they're running. We've got two more people, I think, we're going to have on that are running for Congress. That, you know, this is going to be an interesting congressional race, at least till June.
And, you know, it is. And the one thing about all of those candidates is they need to recognize that, gosh, you know, if they've all gotten together and really mount a campaign if they want to take somebody out, when you put that many guys running against the incumbent's going to just walk away with it.
Yeah, he just smiles. But
absolutely. After
the June primaries, let's see what happens then.
There you go.
You know, I also agree with you. I'm a little disappointed in Fox.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a little bit disappointed in Fox News, you know, that it seems like, you know, they want to have a certain person in there instead of just, you know, when we talk in the morning, it's our opinion.
Exactly.
And but yet it's the kind of thing is like, there's no, you know, I have questions about Trump's ability and his leadership. I have questions on a lot of people that they need to come out more and more. So, you know, there's a long time, though, between now and November.
There you go. Okay. Thanks, Carl.
Okay,
have a good time.
Thank you so much for standing in, as usual. You are the queen of the radio.
Thanks, Carl. Say hi to Linda.
See you later.
Bye-bye. Okay, so, you know, we've had a lot of fun here this morning talking about all kinds of different topics. It's amazing how you can get a conversation going, and there's a lot going on in the news.
We are the water cooler.
There you go, exactly. And what a great opportunity to be able to come in and talk about different things. I do want to talk just a little bit about my favorite subject, and let people know, the Frontier Senior Center down in Anderson. We now have a webpage. And we get a lot of calls from people wanting to know about renting our facility. We have a beautiful facility down there in the South County that you can rent for birthday parties or family reunions, maybe a bereavement service, all kinds of things. You can now go to frontierseniorcenter.com and jump on and find all the information you need to know about all the classes we do, the lunch program, all the different things that are going on at the Frontier Senior Center. Always got a beautiful handmade quilt that's available for raffle, and we're selling tickets for one right now that's absolutely gorgeous. Nice picture of that on that webpage. So I invite you to please go in and look at frontierseniorcenter.com. Not brand new webpage. If you have feedback about how that webpage could be improved or more information you'd like to see, let me know because I'm the webmaster of that. So it's a great effort for letting information get out there. If you didn't see you yesterday at the community breakfast on the first Sunday of the month, hope to see you next time. And we now have a call on the line, and we're going to go talk to Ron. Good morning, Ron.
Yes, good morning. I would like to make ask a question, make 2 points, but I wonder when they did an autopsy on that poor fellow, that if they did another autopsy over there in Nevada, or no, Utah, I guess, where is that, to see if he was shot in the back, and maybe it's with one of those hollow point bullets that everybody's getting. And another thing I'd like to say, I hope that if anybody goes up there that they take pictures of that stuff that's going on, unless they take the cameras away at the roadblocks. And I'd like to see some pictures of that. And also, they say they got the Black Hawk helicopters up there. And if they have any other type of gunships, I'm just curious. I mean, this is what we're in for one of these days, and it should be brought to people's attention. That's all I got to say. So.
I appreciate your input, Ron, and it certainly is, it's food for thought. I'm not, you know, it's inviting everybody to get involved in some kind of a conspiracy thing, but I also believe that there's an awful lot of stuff that has gone on with this administration over the last 7 years and before that, where there's certainly unexplained issues. The amount of ammunition and guns that have been purchased by this administration, not for our military, certainly makes one wonder about the provisions that are included in the Obamacare bill about establishing a president's army. And the people that are armed in this administration are amazing. The organizations that you wonder why, and there's no explanation as to why all of those guns are being carried by people who before this time never had armaments. So, certainly makes you ask the question.
Well, not too sure about the timing on this one, but as we get ready to wrap up here.
Oh, well, here we go.
Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane, our firearms dealer of choice. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock at fair prices. They've got in-house gunsmithing. It's the place to go. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222. And with that,
thank you so much for joining us this morning. This has been Trish Clark on Free Fire Radio. As Carl says, miss a day, miss a lot. Join in tomorrow when Carl and Linda will be back. And thanks for listening.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell.
And this is KCNR Shasta Ready.
Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Linda Kenyon. New Hampshire is getting another round of snow just in time for the first in the nation presidential primary. The snow is expected to last into early tomorrow, primary day. Most areas will see several inches, up to 8 inches possible in coastal areas. The forecast calls for wind gusts up to 25 miles an hour and temperatures in the lower 20s. In Boston, this resident tells WHGH he's taking it all in stride.
I guess we're about due. You know, you haven't had much, dodged a lot of bullets, so we're due.
Jeff Allitt says it's all part of living in New England. U.S. auto safety investigators have determined that electronic gear shifters in some newer Fiat Chrysler SUVs and cars are so confusing that drivers have left the vehicles while they're in gear. The problem is blamed for 121 crashes and 30 injuries. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has doubled the number of vehicles in the investigation to more than 856,000.